Sunday Pancakes. A Clint Barton / Matt Murdock fanfic written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Clint and Matt have a lazy Sunday. Clint Barton was lying in bed. It was a lazy Sunday afternoon. He had slept in and made breakfast for himself and Matt. Pancakes. It was almost a tradition by now. Clint had been nervous about it when their relationship started to get serious. The fact that he wasn't religious and definitely didn't want to go to church every week. But Matt had just smiled gently and brushed a kiss on his lips. It's my religion, honey. You don't have to do anything about it if you don't want to. He had cupped Clint's jaw and gently stroked a finger over his slowly growing stubble. But my church is already almost halfway to your place. How about I come by after and we have breakfast together sometimes? And that was the entire conversation. Like a lot about the relationship, it had been much easier than Clint had thought it could be. He didn't know what it was about them, but something made it easier to be with Matt than with most other people Clint knew. Someone more romantically inclined might have said they were soulmates, but Clint thought it was more something about shared trauma and growing up in foster care. Whatever it was, Clint was glad he had found Matt. And he was even more glad they were lying in bed together now, legs tangled under the comforter, Matt's head resting on his shoulder and his hand slowly trailing his stomach. Matt had been tracing the faint hair that had started to grow there for a bit, a content smile playing with his lips. But now he was slowly inching upwards until his fingers found the edge of Clint's binder. He trailed along where the bottom edge was hugging his waist before following the seam up Clint's side and the edge of the armhole to his shoulder. From there, he followed the muscles up Clint's neck, let his fingertips ghost over his throat for a second, and finally cupped Clint's jaw. Clint smiled, knowing that Matt could feel it against his hand before turning and leaning over the shorter man to catch his lips in a long kiss. "You're so beautiful," Matt breathed when he was sure Clint was looking at him, and after a second consideration, he also added the sign, moving a hand in front of his face in a circular motion. "Close." Smiling brighter still, Clint gently wrapped the fingers of his left hand around Matt's right and repeated the motion, this time closing his hand at the end. "Like this," he added, watching Matt repeat the movement on his own before stealing another soft kiss. Matt cupped Clint's face again, feeling over the beard on his way. After another kiss, he asked, "Is handsome the same, or is that a different sign?" Clint thought about it for a moment before taking Matt's hand in his again. "There is a few different signs that have similar meanings. This is probably closest to what you mean," he explained before repeating the same circular motion in front of Matt's face again, this time while holding pinky and ring finger down with his thumb. "Handsome." "Handsome," Matt said, repeating the motion and added, "like you," to it, gently tapping his fingers to Clint's chest at the end before resting his hand there. Blushing, Clint rested his hand over Matt's. After a moment, he pulled it up to his face so he could brush a gentle kiss on his knuckles. "You're too sweet." "True," Matt signed, frowning in mock frustration and saying, "You are," out loud before lightly pressing a hand against Clint's chest again. Chuckling slightly, Clint leaned down once more, this time starting to trail kisses all over Matt's jaw, neck, and chest. The other just leaned his head back into the pillow and closed his eyes. A soft moan vibrated in Matt's throat when Clint started lightly running his teeth over the sensitive skin there, but for the most part, his touches were more playful and gentle than they were teasing. For a while longer, they enjoyed each other's touch and warmth, a welcome distraction from the cold gray weather that had fallen over New York City that week. Both of them were not overly fond of the rain and the cold, so they savored the comfort of their time together even more now than they had just 2 weeks earlier, when the sun was still strong and the temperatures easily reached into the 70s. The soft touches and gentle kisses only stopped when Clint noticed he was getting hungry again, and Matt had started shivering, barely noticeable. "We should get some lunch," Clint muttered, leaning closer to Matt and pulling the blanket over both of them. "And as much as I like it that you're all naked," he trailed a hand over Matt's chest again, "we don't want you getting sick." "Wet," Matt sighed and said, "my clothes are wet from the rain." "I'm sure we can find something that fits you, shorty," Clint teased, sitting on Matt's lap and looking over to the mess that was his decently clean clothes pile on an armchair in the corner. Matt pushed him over and off his lap, retorting something Clint didn't catch in the flailing of limbs as Matt climbed over top of him. "Huh?" he asked, frowning up at Matt's expectant expression. "I didn't catch any of that." "I'm not short. You're just a giant," Matt repeated with a sort of finality in his smirk that Clint didn't even argue with it. "Now, are we getting dressed, or are you lying on top of me and cuddling me warm again?" Clint hummed indecisively. The thought of Matt staying naked and just spending the rest of the day in the same way they had spent most of it so far was tempting, but the rumble in his stomach was starting to get uncomfortable as well. He sighed, trailing his eyes over Matt one more time before giving in. Let me get up and I'll find you something soft and warm. Matt tilted his head, his brown eyes staring off into an unknown distance. For a moment he didn't move, and then was a little confused at what was happening until he brought his hand up to Matt's waist and felt a low hum vibrate in his ribcage. But quickly, Matt's mock-serious expression turned to a laugh as he rolled off Clint again, pulling the fluffy comforter around him in the same motion. Joining the laughter, Clint leaned over Matt to steal one more kiss before he got up and walked around the bed to the pile. On the way, he picked up the sweats he had worn in the morning and pulled them on. Matt's clothes were already hanging over the radiator, not just so they could dry, but also because the blind man was used to keeping things off the floor. While Clint tied the drawstring to keep the purple pants from sliding down, he looked at the pile, choosing which of the many hoodies on there were not only soft enough to be worthy of giving Matt, who tended to have sensory issues with rough fabrics, but, almost more importantly, actually his, and not something he had stolen from one of his friends. Not that Matt would notice the difference between Clint's purple university sweater and the same one in red that he had stolen from Bucky a while ago, and he probably wouldn't mind either. He rarely cared that approximately half of the things Clint had in his apartment were either stolen from one of his friends or left over from his college days where he lived in dorms or shared an apartment for the majority of the time. When he finally decided on a soft black hoodie with a purple chevron on it and turned to hand it to Matt, the other was tilting his head, seemingly listening intently and smirking. "What?" Clint asked defensively. "Nothing. Just, is your doom pile that big?" Matt asked, sitting cross-legged and pulling the sweater over his head. "My what?" Clint frowned, as he couldn't figure out what Matt had said. "Doom pile," Matt said again, a little slower, and fingers spelled the word. Clint blushed and pulled an oversized sweater on himself. "It's not that it's that big," he muttered. "It's just..." He looked back over the pile and all the clothes he was supposed to give back at some point. Clint sighed, but before he could say anything else, Matt was standing next to him, the sweater hanging down to his thighs. "It's what, sweetheart?" he asked, a loving and still slightly teasing smile dimpling his cheek. "Most of it is not mine," Clint mumbled quickly, half hoping Matt wouldn't understand it. But the lawyer just laughed and pulled Clint into a soft kiss. "Maybe I need to buy bigger clothes so you can steal them," he suggested when they parted, and this time Clint couldn't help but join in the laughter. "Yeah, maybe you should do that," he agreed, grabbing a pair of sweatpants from the drawer and handing them to Matt before getting his hearing aids from the dresser by the door. "What do you want to eat?" This podfic was created for Voice Team 2024. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving me a comment, and for more chill and vibes, check out the other works Team Kudu made in the collection.